I'm Philip Alexiou. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shootdown of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting, and more added.
Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said that he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. In a surprise move, the president says that he will push back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. With more on that.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posting a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter apparently with White House letterhead. The report quoting Kim as praising its excellent content. This is VOA News. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Army Chief Sir Mekonnen and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack in Sir's home. Belen Sion said earlier on Saturday that what she called it a hit squad, they broke into a meeting in Amara State Capital, killing Regional President Abashu Mekonnen and one of his senior advisors. The state media reporting that General Asumnu Sieg, Amara's state head of security, was the leader of the coup attempt. The bodyguards reported to have been arrested, but Asumnu is not in custody. Millions of Istanbul residents voted Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip Erdogan's policies in a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. When the opposition Republican People's Party candidate secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK party in Turkey's largest city, it was a rare electoral defeat for the president in the March vote. But after weeks of AKP appeals, Turkey's High Election Board in May annulled the vote, citing irregularities. The opposition calling the decision a coup against democracy. Mauritania's ruling party candidate, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. That according to the Electoral Commission. UPR candidate and former defense minister Ghazouani, 62 years old, won 51% of the vote, according to data published on the National Electoral Commission website. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17 dead with 24 injured. Workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building, which was under construction. Workers used that building as their housing. Dozens of protesters have been arrested after they shut down the street outside the New York Times building in Manhattan Saturday afternoon. Julie Walker, AP correspondent, reporting.
The group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the New York Times building as well as the Port Authority bus terminal and then sat down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. A police recording blasted a message telling protesters they'd be arrested if they refused to move. Todd Fernandez said he came here to be arrested. He wants to make the point that media organizations like The Times need to make climate change the headline every day.
There needs to be a paradigm shift within the media. You need to stop looking at this as if you're reporting on the climate and Mars and start being citizens of the United States and reporting on this like the true crisis that it is.
That was AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting. And I'm Philip Alexiou in Washington. This is VOA News.
From Washington, VOA Pre-